I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Strains in the world's largest economies point to a pending global recession. Whether global markets tank tomorrow or not, people in rural Kenya feel the pain today. Joy Mueller of Kenya Hope.
They're scared seeing these prices go up and wondering how they're going to survive when their income is the same or less, yet all their costs are so much more. Already, food was expensive, and now we're seeing the prices go up by 20, 30, and in some cases, 50%.
Kenya Hope is taking steps to offset rising costs and make programs more sustainable so believers can stay for the long haul, giving hope to those who need it most.
No, I'm not worried. I'm not scared because we are doing one of the things that is very near and dear to God's heart. James 1:27, that's the heart of the gospel. You know, helping the widows and the fatherless.
And the Taliban denies any Christian presence in Afghanistan. A spokesman for the terrorist group tells Voice of America there are no Christians in Afghanistan. A Christian minority has never been known or registered here. But an Afghan believer says hidden Christ followers remain. He's working with Heart for Iran to develop a network for these secret believers.
Soon we will start the online Church for Afghanistan, teaching programs for new believers, and also discipleship for inside the country that we can help, and church planting.
Along with launching an online church, Heart for Iran is developing new satellite TV programs for Afghan viewers. Learn more at missionnews.org.
Still, the churches can grow in Afghanistan. It's not done.
And ask the Lord to protect and provide for the Christians and churches in Afghanistan. Nearly 20 million people, half the country's population, face catastrophic hunger. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.